The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. As always, Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend. What's new in the world of
happy
Jason Baker?
Happy Sunday. You know, should we tell him?
What?
Well,
what?
That I've been hunting the last couple weekends, yeah, and we had to do some, what do they call those? Reruns?
Reruns?
Yeah.
Reruns, well,
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, we did.
It's hunting season.
I know.
We are
but
both,
I just cannot tell a lie.
We are both avid outdoorsmen.
We are outdoorsmen. I know. So, and you know, we've been doing this since February. I mean, we deserve a little break, didn't we?
You know?
Yeah.
I need a little rest.
Except
for hunting season is not rest.
No, it is not. No, because why am I more tired today than I have been
in a long time? I'm one eye in it right now.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I was at the office just now, or Friday, and I was, and they're like, "Are you okay?"
You know, do you need a hug?
They're like, "You kind of look like death." I'm like, "Thanks."
You know, are you okay? Do you need a hug?
You look a little tired. All right, well, let's talk about. God, I know we're gonna have to have a hunting show. We're gonna take over.
We will. We'll take over
for the captain. He's out of there. He's out of a
job.
There
we go.
Yeah. So the this is changing just about as fast. Market's changing just about as fast as we know what's going on. So I want to update everybody because you got to get it here first. You're not going to get the BS, you know, sales spin. And, you know, I'm looking around town and I'm not exactly sure that some of these agents are looking at the same thing I'm looking at.
Yep.
But, you know, you got to know. I just got back from it's been 3 weeks now or whatever it is from something in Arizona we went to called Built How, which was with our business partners at Place. And, you know, we learned from the top economic advisors that we are in a full-blown recession, even though they want to go ahead and you know, relable it.
Yeah, they call it different names.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, they want to call it something else. But that's we are in one. And, you know, the interest rates are right around 7% right now, mm-hmm. and they're going to go up. They're betting their lives that these go up into the eights. Okay. So
now when is the next Fed meeting? Do you know?
Well, it's like, gosh, that's not even that does sometimes affect mortgage rates, but that's more overnight lending, like your car loans, your interest rates on your credit cards and mm-hmm. things like that, where they're buying their money for. But the only way to stop the inflation is to keep jacking these rates up. But it does so much, you know, other bad stuff. So it stops the inflation. Well, you know, if you stop your spending sometimes the inflation just goes down.
Right.
But you just have to, when you forgot that part, this happens later on. But anyway,
I call it when you tighten your belt a little bit.
Here's the thing. Right. Democrat, Republican, whatever it is, I'm not exactly sure. They don't teach in high school fiscal responsibility. You know, you got these people running around spending our grandchildren's money, and it mm-hmm. drives me nuts. But anyways, mm-hmm. this isn't a political show, so we're not going to.
When you say fiscal responsibility, you sound like Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, that Jesse Ventura. Was he a Navy SEAL? Wasn't he a rustler?
I'm either one
of those two things. That's
and
exactly
right. And a governor
right
of Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, and a governor of Minnesota.
Fiscally conservative enough.
Well, here's the thing. I'm like, why did you do that? And then you wonder, like, how much of that actual money actually went to the thing that they said? Like, they put some fancy name on it. Like, mm-hmm. it's the, you know, the homeless dog billion. And then $1 goes to the homeless dog, you know? Where did the rest of the money go?
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of wonder. NGOs. But anyway, that all said, here we go. 77 days on market in Missoula County.
Is the average?
That's the average. That's the mean. The average is over 100.
Get out.
Oh, yeah. That's the mean.
So it was just 60 a couple weeks ago.
Buddy, it's going up one day by one day, every day. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's an average of 50,000 price reduction. We've had so many expired listings, or these are homes that through the best 6 months on the market for 6 months did not sell, because this has been going on, this market shift, for 4, 5, 6 months now. Really, we started seeing signs of it 6 months ago, mm-hmm. right? Really, the last best time to sell your house was April. Right. You had some moments of brilliance in May, but man, the summer was, you know, it was basically full stop. Yeah. So so 252 homes for sale in Missoula. That's down 20 or 30 homes from our peak, you know, and that's the seasonality aspect of it.
The fall.
But we're going into next year. Last year we went into it with 60, 65 homes, right, mm-hmm. when we first started doing this.
Yeah.
OK. And then these poor people have been bored since February. But, you know, we went into that 60. 60, 70 homes last year across the Missoula County, same down or a valley, give or take five homes. And this year we're going into it with 250. Mm-hmm. So that's times four. So we're having four times more inventory now. It's going to only add to it with the seasonality. It's going to bump that back up. Mm-hmm. We have last year's houses that didn't sell. And then we're going to have, you know, all of the spring rush because for whatever reason, people wait till spring to put their house on the market. If they do that this year, I think they lose 10% from selling now.
Really?
If they wait until spring, mark my words,
because the
interest rates are
going to
be higher.
Up, yeah.
And you're going to lose 5 to 10% off the value of your home. So if that's what you want, wait. Seriously, don't worry about moving in the snow. We live in Montana. Get a moving company.
Yeah.
Because believe me, that 5 or 10% is going to more than pay for the moving company that you'll lose if you wait so that you can move when there's daffodils.
Right.
And I hate to be, you know, abrupt, but I care about you not losing money.
Yeah.
I do. You know, that's one of the reasons. That's why I have a team.
Right.
That's why I spend, you know, last month we spent $65,000 on the marketing of our properties and opening our offices and everything else. So it's just like this is, you know, we're going to go through something as a country here and as a state, and we got to be ready for it. So, so the buyers are like, well, why in the world would I buy right now? Well, the fact of the matter is so many sellers are willing to give you 5 or 10% off the price right now. Ask for it.
Yeah,
a lot of them will say yes.
Because they
can you believe that? You know, 6 months ago, they would have said, pay me 5 or 10 over.
5 or 10 over, yeah.
Now you can get it for 5 or 10 under. So you're not going to lose anything if you make a good play on it.
Yeah.
We know how to do that. Number one. And then number two, you're going to be paying 8.5% interest rate is what they estimate in the springtime. What are you going to wait for? You know, I just bought a house.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't want to hear it. You know, you still go out there. I still believe we'll go down, we'll level, and we'll start going back up. And I believe in 6 or 7 years, we'll be back up to where we are today.
That was my question I was going to ask is where do you,
six
where
or seven
do you
years.
Think?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. That's where I think. And it could be, you know, something could happen, right? You know, globally. Right? Something bad could happen or whatever else. Or, you know, should I tell them what my cattle brand's going to be? No, I probably shouldn't. We are starting a herd. So, but anyways, you're going to look for that. I'll put it right on the billboard in front of my farm there. Yeah, everybody's going to laugh. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we have inflation now. But anyway, I digress. But, and then down the Bitterroot, where I do more most of my business is, or I would say probably 55 or 60% of it. There's 232 homes for sale, $60,000 price reduction. Listen to this, 94 mean days on average, approaching 94. 120 average.
And that's for Valley County?
That's for Valley County.
Holy
Valley God. County is always the hardest hit. They are the bellwether. They are the tip of the spear for market shifts. During the 2008-2009 crisis, we're not going to go through a crisis here. We're going to basically lose what we gained in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we're going to go backwards a little bit. You know, I think we're going to, I really believe we're going to erase most of the 2021 gains by first quarter of 2023. And through 2022, I think we're going to lose that.
So. You're saying the appreciation on my?
Yeah, I think we're going to lose 20. I think we're going to lose. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I think you're going to lose most of what you gained. Maybe at least half, but maybe most of a lion's share of what we gained in 2021. I think we're going to retract. Yeah. So that's what I believe. But so for someone selling, yeah, they're going to sell for lower. They're going to buy for lower if they're doing that. The thing to be conscious of is the interest rate that you're going to be buying for. And realistically, a tactic that a lot of people are doing right now is they're saying, look, you know, I'll sell my house right now. I'll rent. Okay. Unless you got like 42 Great Danes or something like that. You
nice,
know,
yeah.
82 cats. You know what I'm saying?
That's half the reason I ended up buying. It
smells super good in the house. Yeah. But it's one of those things. And then, and then purchasing, you know, once things go down a little tiny bit. But again, you know, for me, I'm still looking to purchase properties. And so I'm never, ever going to stop looking for opportunity. And so how do I hedge my bet? I said, well, it's already gone down 10%, truly. It already has. And I think there's another 5 or 10% more to go, thereby erasing the 2021 gains or so far year to date gains. And so, you know, I really believe that, you know, I just offer someone 5 or 10% and I don't get in any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, because if the sellers are not willing to go down a little bit, but now here's the thing.
There's a little bit of incentive, though.
A little bit of incentive there. And so, you know, I would say half of the sellers are still in the ether that are currently on the market of what they hope and want to get. In other words, there's a lot of people
they're still seeing the dollar signs.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to see them.
Yeah.
I mean, and I hate to say that, but the fact of the but I'm not going to sit here and spin something that's not, because here's the thing. If I spin it that way, okay, I hope I'm wrong. Right. But if I spin it that way and they keep it on the market and they don't reduce to get ahead of the price reductions that are going up, up, up in the days on market, up, up, up. If they don't take a little bit less now, they're going to take a whole lot of a haircut later.
Yeah.
And so if I sit there and make it look like it's roses, now this is not the sky is falling. We're just going backwards a little bit, back to normalcy. Right?
Which is nice.
It is nice because actually, before this all started, COVID, you know, the COVID mania of limited inventory, right? People moving up, moving down, low interest rates, all of that stuff, new needs, whatever. They just could do stuff. They were just, it was super mobile through that. It was just, you know, before that, you know, days on market were around 120 days, 150 days down the Bitterroot. It's always a little longer down there. Yeah. So it's just because there's just as many homes for sales in Missoula County and a third of the population. Things take a minute.
If rates go up, continue to go up, do you still see the spring kind of peak rush of selling?
No,
back?
This year I don't. So I think seasonality affects us less and less through a market shift.
Yeah.
I think people in Montana have this notion, and I think it's because, and I say this with all due respect, there are real estate agents that I work with all due respect. Literally, it's a free country. You can do whatever the hell you want. If you want to work or you don't, that's up to you. That doesn't have anything to do with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I choose to work 390 days a year. You know what I mean? Even if I'm in the duck blind, I get my phone and I'm working. Everyone drives everyone crazy. You're like, can you just relax for 5 minutes?
No. It's funny. I was working in the duck blind the other day too on the computer.
I know. It's like, dude, you know, it's just something I actually enjoy it. Yeah. I mean, I love my clients and I love the people I get to meet. I love the conversations. I love the frank conversations. And we're having to have frank conversations right now. And, you know, it's like, well, Jason, why are you so abrupt? Because I feel like omission of truth is a lie.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what?
Okay. So I'm not outwardly saying it, but I think if I don't say something, I think it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, right? I think if I don't let you know the exact numbers. So, you know, we've had to up the communication. So I think the seasonality is completely gone now. Mm-hmm. Completely gone. The reason is the interest rates are going to be higher and the inventory is going to be way higher. You're going to evaporate any of that spring rush, if you will. The reason why it's going to get evaporated is simply higher rates. We're going to remove buyers by then. We're going to have more for sale and less buyers who can buy. Here's a stat. And this is one that really dumbed it down for me, which is what I need. So it's not
Cliff Notes
I'm a little
here.
Smarter than I lead on, but not much. Okay. So the thing is, I believe in humble all the time, but the thing is that, so think about a person who is approved for 800 grand, right? And we've talked about this a little bit, but here's an easier way to realize it. Rates went from 3 to say 7 right now. That's good round number. Maybe it was 2.8 or 3.1, but let's just say 3. And maybe it's 6.8 or 7.1, depending on what kind of loan you're getting. But let's say 7. And so for every interest rate rise, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, that's 4 we've gone up. You lose as a buyer 10% off of what you could afford yesterday before the rate went up. I'm not talking about Fed rates. I'm talking about mortgage rates. They're different.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would love to get a Fed rate on a mortgage rate right now. Unfortunately, it's about twice as much. So believe me, I would take that rate all day, but it used to be 0. You know, I don't know. Was it in the fours now, threes or fours, whatever it is. I don't even pay attention to that. It doesn't affect me that much. But so a person, let's take that. A person who could afford 700,000, rates go from 3 to 4. Now they can only afford 630.
Yeah.
Goes from 4, so from 3 to 4, I have to think about
this. But if the houses are coming down too, can you afford more houses?
Well, here's the thing. Houses haven't come down 400,000.
They're not coming down
as
fast.
But what the buyer can afford is 400,000. So they're not even remotely paralleled.
Yeah.
Like a seller today is not going to want to hear what I just said.
Right.
They're not going to be like, oh, well, I'll accommodate them. I'll just drop my house price 400,000. Not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Saying that the reason why it's taking longer is the person that was approved for 700 is now approved for in the low fives.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, in the low fours. So it'd be 70,000 off the first, down to 63,000 off the next. So yeah, it's about $250,000 less than what they used to be approved for.
I wish y'all could see Jason's face when he's trying to do math in his head.
And also there's smoke. There is smoke coming out of the, somewhere between the unibrow and the crown of the nose, there's smoke coming out there, you know? When I go see Brian over at Master Barber, you know, I go in with one eyebrow and I come out with two.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
That's why it's Master Barber. Right?
It's Master. I feel like I'm getting good value.
Yeah.
Voila.
I perform magic. Well, we better hop on a commercial. What do you think?
I think it is time to take a quick commercial break. When we come back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice in the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is, when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, we were talking earlier about the market and how things are just things are just getting a little crazy right now.
Yeah, they're getting uncrazy.
Well, uncrazy.
Yeah,
which feels crazy.
Which feels crazy. It's funny how you get used to something and then it starts changing. Like, oh, panic!
Thriving on chaos for so long.
I'm like, this is just. When did COVID start? 2019?
March of 2020.
Okay, March of 2020. Okay, first person in Seattle got it, what, November, December, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, it was super smart because I before I even heard about it, I spoke in a room of full of 500 Seattleites over in Bellingham, Washington. They drove up and infected me because for like 3 weeks after that, I couldn't, what I had, that was funny. Thanks a lot. So there I was pouring into them, and little did I know they were pouring into me as well. It's just something different. So yeah, we were just talking about how fast it goes, but it's just normalized. It's going back to the market of 2018, 2019, where we have what we're going to see here, though, is a little bit of decrease in pricing, not much more, because it's already, the average price reduction of the active homes in Missoula County is 50 on the nose, and actually Ravalli County is 60,000 on the nose. Those houses are on the market, been reduced that much, and are still not sold. The days on market are rapidly rising, so they're probably going to have to come down more in order to combat the days on market rising inventory and everything else. So they're probably going to have to go down to 75,000 off. $80,000, $90,000 off what they were getting.
Wise.
Here's the other part, though, and here's what buyers said. Buyer says, "Wow, they're going down." Well, let me ask you this, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer. Okay, if we're honest, 6 months ago, not only are you paying that $50,000-$60,000 more, paying full price, you were actually paying $100,000 over.
Yeah.
So not only was there no price, so we're really about $150,000 less now. So a buyer should be grateful that they no longer have to pay over asking.
Right.
Okay. 99% of the time,
there's still a few diamonds in the rough.
I can't say exactly what it ended up going under contract for, but we just sold we had two offers, competing offers on a $2 million property had up in Linda Vista, a brand new home, incredible builder. Friend, but he had two people competing. So there are certain things you never think that something that price would.
There's gonna be one or two.
Can't say exactly how much it went over for without getting fined. And so I try not to swear on the radio show too and get fined as well. So I'm trying not to get fined left and right. So
that's all right. I got my finger on the beat button.
That's right, the beat button. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, but that's one thing. But I did want to give some props to some of the listings that we had and kind of talk about some of the work that we've done on the team. To help our sellers get under contract. And so there's some success stories there and things like that and some strategies that people could potentially learn from and everything like that. But we just listed, this is kind of more of a cautionary tale. We had, unfortunately, there are some unscrupulous people in this profession. And one of them, had gone, and I'm not going to mention any names or anything like that, but had been working on this guy, of course, from quote unquote church, to, potentially bring them a buyer. Well, what ends up happening is the lowball offers come. And, sometimes, I hate to say, but wolf in sheep's clothing. And, if you get an off the wall offer and someone and there's no pre-approval, there's 12 houses that have to sell and everything like that, and I'm like, we had gone over list prices and marketing plan and everything else, and he opted to go that route temporarily. Well, then what happens, I get a call. Now months gone by, prices have gone down, rates have gone up, it's harder to sell now, and then of course the sale fails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so who you pick is actually super important, because we could have that thing under contract by now and he could have been well on his way to enjoying more money than before.
Yeah.
But anyway, this property is located at 853. Dude, I need readers now. I don't know what happened in the last 2 weeks, but I can't see anything within 18 inches of my... I go in there and I'm like, what's wrong with these contacts? You know, seriously, I was kind of mad. You know, I'm like, I can't see anything. You know what I mean? And when I look in the mirror, that's a good thing. But, you know, but it's like, I can't see anything. Like, I can't read anything. I'm like, something's wrong. She's like, dude, you need readers. I'm like, damn it. So that's true. So I have to either hold it way out here, which stinks with a small rise. But anyway, 853 Steve I. Look, this is a house that needs, it's got 6 bedrooms and 4 baths. It's a custom home. It's $799. It's on 10 acres. It has a huge shop. And they used to live there. Square footage is 5,300.
Oh, wow.
Okay, look, but it needs a remodel, and it needs yard love, and it needs deck love. It's been what we call, there's lots of deferred maintenance.
Yeah.
But that's over $1 million home, even in this market, well over that, when that thing's gleaming. Mm-hmm. Right, and it's built like a brick. You know what?
Yeah,
you know, I don't want that $25,000 fine, so I won't say. But it is a great one. That's out on Airport Road. You go to our webs. Any of these properties I'm going to go over on my website, jasonbakerteam.com. You just scroll to the bottom. You can see the professional photos and the videos and all the stuff that we do, the media that we put forward on our listings. But that one has been. We're having tons of showings on that, even in this market right now. And I think, you know, and in our description, you know, people are like, why do you put that it needs TLC on there? Aren't you trying to be a salesperson?
No, because
and I'm like, no, because I'm what you call freaking honest.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, they're going to go there and see it anyway, and they're just going to be mad at me if I, you know, so, and the seller didn't say that or anything. It was just like, you know, everybody's always trying to just sell, and sometimes I think sales approaches dishonesty.
Right.
You know, I just think, just tell people, do people love genuine, you know, people who are genuine, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah, I know. It's like it definitely a quality that's going away, it seems like, these days. Got this awesome new home out in Superior. We sell a lot of property in Superior, and we love Superior. And does this show, how far west does this, do people even hear us in Superior?
Oh, yeah.
They do. Yeah. Okay, nice. I don't even know. I probably should have asked you.
Hey, people in Superior. Thanks
Hello,
for listening
Superior.
To Real Estate
That's right.
Revolution
you know you're
Radio.
Out shooting guns right now, but you know. Yeah, we just sold an off-grid property out there, but we love Superior. And this is a brand new build. Friends of ours, our kids go to school together, just great people. I love them a lot. And one of the reasons why I love them is they give me a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they're builders, and they're out there on 211 Osprey Lane. This is a brand new house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, about 1,800 square feet. And it is just all main level, beautiful yard. And, you know, the river's right across the street there. And it's just, you know, it's kind of farmhouse style. It's I got a beautiful pantry.
Is it in town or just slightly out of town?
Just, it's in town. Oh, it's cool. You know, if you drive, you get off of the exit there and you take mm-hmm. a right and you can, you know, it's probably 3/4 mile up. You go through the older homes and then just past that, there's a new subdivision along the river. Yeah. And that's where that is. It's not actual riverfront there, but. It's,
close enough.
Yeah, it's just like you could throw a rock and you'd hit the neighbor's house first, but then it would bounce into the river. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not advocating that you go do that, you know, okay, just disclaimer, you know, got to say that and everything else. We just reduced the price from $525 to $499.9 on that one. And that's just a gorgeous property there. One that we did, you know, we had one listed out, 4618 Potter Park out in Harry Potter Land out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, past Expressway out by the new car dealership.
I lived out there.
Yeah, my mom was out there. Yeah, and she loves the neighborhood and people. Yeah, it's great. There's awesome parks out there.
It's a great neighborhood for trick-or-treating.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dude, I'm telling you what. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Dude. If you want to get some, like, fat stores for the winter, yeah, that's a good neighborhood to do it in. You know,
trick-or-treating.
Yeah, being able to live through the winter there on the candy. But... or you want your kids to have cavities or something like that. You know, that's a good place to get them. Yeah. I love Kit Kat. What's your favorite candy bar?
Reese's.
Reese's.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I like Butterfingers and Kit Kats.
Oh.
Those are my favorite. Sometimes an Almond Joy. Isn't that weird? Just kind of go like the opposite.
You gotta mix
way.
It up a little bit.
You gotta mix it up. Yeah, it's kind of like hunting season. You got antelope, deer, you know, ducks. So that's a really nice one out there in Potter Park. And we just listed a gorgeous house out there on Cinderella Drive in Alberton. That's listed at $875 and 3-bedroom, 2-bath, but it's got a big shop and it's on, you know, some acreage out there as well. So that's a nice one. We got a beautiful property down on 795 Bourne Lane in Victor. And this one's on almost 10 acres down there. And been like remodeled. That's staged amazing. And that's listed at 832, and that's been
about 10 acres. Oh,
yeah, almost 10 acres. It's just a really nice house. It's got two kitchens, and so it's got like you're not really supposed to say multi-generational, but I just said it.
Yep.
But you know, there, and the reason why I say it is her dad was living down there.
We come mother-in-law suite is what you mean.
Yeah, it was a father suite though. But yeah, it was kind of like that. And, you know, that was a really good thing. And you know, people really like that. We've got a beautiful, it's a manufactured home. It is not on a permanent foundation, but it's down on Hamilton on Little Corey Lane. And get some outbuildings there. Really good pride of ownership down there for only $279.9. There's not a lot of
how many beds and baths?
You know, that one down there has got three bedrooms, one bath, but they're putting in a second bathroom. It's not quite done yet. But that's a real good option.
That's not a bad price.
No, it's got almost just over a half acre there. And then we just had this one was under contract and it sale failed, but this one's on 117 Sage. You know, it's like, I mean, this thing is it's about 2,000 square feet right there, and just a great house. Four bedrooms, two baths, right in the arbors down there, and just a great property at $499.
That's Hamilton.
Yeah, that's Hamilton. Yep. We had that. You know, that's the thing where we had, I think we had 22, 23 homes under contract, and of those, with just the rate increases, wasn't anything to do with the house, but for the rate increases and the buyers going, you know, we just can't pay these payments. You know, we had six sale fails in the last, we haven't had six sale fails in 3 years.
Yeah.
We had six sale fails due to interest rates and financing in the last, 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's definitely a sign of the time. I mean, sellers can really expect there to be a lot of sale fails. So,
yeah. You know, I probably mentioned this before. I made a goal.
Yeah.
To own 5 acres in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was about 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So time's ticking.
Yep.
Do you think that's still possible to buy dirt and build? Or?
I really do. I think right now, so there's a couple ways to look at it. Inflation could cause an inflation in the cost of goods, which is typically what it does. So, you know, lumber and this, that, and the other thing, although lumber futures have been down and up and down and up and down, so who knows? But realistically, I believe that there's going to be a lot of, right now they're still on the tail end of living high on the hog. You know, a lot of the, it's hard to get a bid. It takes a long time to get someone over there to look at this, someone to look at that, someone to come remodel, someone to do this, some of that. I think that's all going to slow down. So I think although the cost of goods might go down, I think we're going to start seeing some competitive nature in the remodel and new build, space. Mm-hmm. I really think there's going to be some competition there. And one of the reasons is we're having a lot of large builders coming in, building hundreds of homes, buying up all these subdivisions and blocking out the local builders that we've relied on for a long time. You know, these hedge funds or these people have hundreds of millions of dollars at their disposal, and they're diversifying rather than building all for, you know, say in California, you know, they're starting to come up here and diversifying their subdivisions, if you will, or assets just geographically. And so I won't mention any names, but we have some larger builders, three or four of them coming in town, buying up a lot of the stuff out at the Y and then also over by the airport. And if you're not careful, you're a local builder and you don't somehow either get together, work together, or get ahead of them, which it's hard to at that kind of money because they're probably overpaying. And I don't know how long they'll do that. You know, most of these things have been set in motion before the market shift. But if they don't start doing that, it's going to be a lot of people wondering about where in the world they're going to go build more than one house at a time.
Right.
You know, so they're going to have to start considering that as well.
What's the story on the subdivision in Florence? There's like 74 homes, I heard.
Yeah, they have some going on down there, and it seems to be moving forward, but it's not my subdivision, so I'm not intricately involved in all of that. So, you know, our thing, you know, we'd love to, you know, we love the development space and everything like that. But what we really love is one-on-one conversations with human beings versus corporations. And that's really our forte, is one at a time.
Right.
Yeah. We love people. We love the people we meet. They become family.
Exactly. So that's what makes Jason Baker's Rise Realty team so special.
Yeah. It's definitely not my looks. It's one of the greatest things in the world, and we're belly to belly, at a kitchen table.
Yeah.
And I get to meet those people and call them on the holidays and send them stuff and see how they're doing, check on their kids and, you know, things like that. And it's something I love. And, you know, you don't always get that you know, on the listing side with corporations and stuff like that. I wouldn't turn down you're subdivision. Someone number. Called and said, Jason, would you like to list 85 properties for me? I'm going to be like, nope.
I'll pass.
No. We would do that, and we would do it very well. Yeah. It's just one of those things where, you know, our forte is one by one. Residential, yeah.
Chip away at it.
Yeah, I mean, more than chipping away. I mean, everything's up this year. Praise God for that. That's for sure.
Well, if you're interested in sitting belly to belly at the kitchen table with Jason, how do we reach out to you?
Now, we're just saying that there's one belly there.
Definitely a belly. Yeah.
Well, best way, just call me, 406-552-4443. I'm 46 years old, and I've never bit anyone. I'm almost 47, by the way.
Okay.
Yep. And or just go to our website, jasonbakerteam.com. I prefer to hear from people, but, you know, sometimes they're shy, so they just go to my website, which is fine. Or they can just Google us, Jason Baker Team. We'll pop right up there, and you can read our 260 positive reviews.
It's a proven fact that he will answer his phone even if he's in the duck blind.
This is true.
All right, Jason, well, we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming in, and we'll see you next Sunday.
All right, thanks.
Real Estate Revolution Radio. If you missed any of it, you can find all of our previous shows at newstalkkgbo.com.